Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, Mirai. It's Alina again. Just wanted to see if everything is okay. Jun said he talked to you a couple days ago, but now you aren't picking up. He said you always have your phone on you. But, you know, if you know anything, please let us know. Or even if you don't, just call me back. I'm getting kind of worried. Bye.
Hey guys, thanks for making it out here.
I'm almost done with my shift, so we can head out right after.
No way we wouldn't come. I was just telling Drew what happened when we ran into that Sam guy. It was so crazy.
Sam isn't usually like that at all, but there were a few things I didn't understand. The black shadow creeping up around him. Dog, you said that was his cousin coming?
Yes, I thought you might have known, but Sam has ties to Hades, the Greek god of the underworld. It's his cousin's side that's mythical.
The demigod, right? Can't believe they actually exist.
Terry, the demigod cousin, is close friends with Sam. They put a distressor on Sam to keep a close eye on him since he goes to the park every day. That's what that shadow was.
I see. So, what now?
We go apologize.
All right. I know when I'm defeated. Let's go. Well, he's not here. What do we do now?
You have his number, right?
Yeah. No response, though. It's not even left on red.
Well, we'll have to come by often to see if he shows up. The park seems important to him. We just gotta give him some time.
I agree. Sam will bounce back. We just have to be ready when he is.
Well, we might as well wander the park since we're already here.
Oh my, what a surprise. It's rare to meet people here.
Oh, hello. We also weren't expecting to see anyone today. I didn't realize other people can come to the park.
Oh yes, of course. But it is still a public park. I've learned anyone can wander in and out if they're in the right moment. You can call me Tita Pichi. It's nice to meet all of you.
Everything okay, dog? It sounded like you were going to say something before, but you're quiet now.
Alina, have you heard any stories about creatures of the night? Because I believe we are in the presence of a very dangerous creature.
A creature of the night? What does that mean?
Shh! We can't let her know we've caught on. But look at her shoe prints. Alina, they're backwards.
What on... Do you know what kind of creature this is?
No. And I'm kind of worried. If we don't figure out what she is, I don't know how to protect us.
Okay, well, shoot. I don't know. What does your gut say?
My gut? My gut tells me I need to open up her mouth.
Okay.
How dare you bite me?
Dog, what are you doing? I'm so sorry. He's never shoot up. Oh my god. Your tongue.
I knew it. There's no way there could be another human in the park after what happened. You. You're an Oswang.
And so what if I am, you annoying little bug? It's not like your friends here seem to know what that means anyway.
Stop it!
Silence. It's been a while since I've had the blood of a boy.
Please don't touch me!
Let go, June! I already know who you are. Don't think you can get away with anything.
Please, you think you can hurt me like I can hurt you?
Ow! She's biting me! Please let me go.
Aswang, look what I have.
Just don't bite me.
I think you know exactly what this is. If you think I'm not prepared for you creatures of the night, you're abysmally naive. Do not forget who I am.
All right, little pet. Today we'll play it by your rules. But if you think this is the last time you'll see me, you're mistaken.
Oh my god, June!
Dog, we don't need to worry about anything like poison. Or is June turning into a vampire?
Can vampires go to space?
Well, he's still obsessed with aliens, so it doesn't look too bad at least. But what do we do now? I'd say we should still look for Sam. He seems like he'd be able to help us, but if he hasn't been going to the park, there's no way for us to track him down.
Like I said, I've been messaging him all the time, but they always go unread. I don't know if we can rely on him for now.
We should get our own beast.
June, what? Wait, do you guys see someone at the bench? Oh, that's definitely Cerberus! Sam's back!
Oh, thank gods. Okay, Alina, just like we practiced, you're going to apologize, and then you're going to listen, and you're going to be a good friend to Sam.
Yeah, come on, let's go!
Oh, I hope she actually understands.
Sam! Oh my gosh, you were gone for so long. Where
must be Alina?
Terry.
Ah, the alien is also here. Explains all the unwanted company Sam's been getting lately.
This is Terry, Sam's cousin. You know, the demigod.
Oh, shit.
The demigod? So, the child of Hades.
If you understand, then never come back here again.
Terry, listen, we just want to apologize to Sam. That's it. I know your time in the park is limited, so just tell us how to find him, and we'll all go our separate ways.
If you think I'd give you the chance to hurt him again, you're a fool.
How about a challenge?
What?
A challenge. That's how it goes, right? In Greek mythology? If we complete a task, you'll give us what we want? I think I read that somewhere.
Alina, I don't know if we should be accepting challenges the way we are right now.
I agree with Drew. Let's just, like, stay away from the scary person.
All right. I'm down to play.
What's your challenge?
Stay here the entire night. If you're still here tomorrow at dawn, I'll let you meet Sam.
Absolutely not.
Oh, we're gonna die. We're going home. I've already had someone drink my blood. Check that off the bucket list. I need to live on Mars. That is my one goal in life. Please, don't take that away from me. Alina!
I just want to cover all my bases.
Maybe it'd be best to take a break from the park. It seems like we're really unwelcome there.
Our situation isn't that bad.
I told you last time that I didn't feel safe in the park, and you ignored me, and you kept asking about... But what kind of monsters could eat us? Like, that is a normal conversation to have.
I wasn't ignoring you. I just wanted to know the full story so I would know I wouldn't regret anything.
The full story is that we would have died. Regardless of what creature is out there. Barely lasted at sunset the first time, Alina. How did you honestly expect us to last until dawn?
I just want all the answers. I hate not knowing about Sam... or about the park.
And listen, I get that, but when you disregard other people, that really sucks, you know? That's definitely what Sam is feeling right now, too.
I know, and that's why I was so hell-bent on meeting Sam again. I considered him a friend, and I hurt him a lot. Even if he doesn't forgive me, there's a selfish part of me that wants to see him again. But... then I guess I ended up dragging you onto my mess.
As long as you remember to be there for us, Alina, we'll always be there for you. But regarding Sam, a relationship built on lies isn't a relationship to begin with. You're going to have to work extra hard to earn his trust again. My brother really hurt me when he told me he didn't want to go to space. I know it just sounds silly to a lot of people, but I really thought it was both of our dreams. I guess he just played along since we were family. But since then, we haven't really talked.
June, I'm sorry you had to go through all that. And with how I treated you. I'll do better. We won't do anything unless the team is in agreement. I don't want anyone to look at me the way Sam did the last time we saw him ever again.
Good. Because I want to go on this adventure with you, Alina.
There you are.
Oh my god, Jay... D?
We've been trying really hard to find Sam. Do you have any idea where he could be?
You talked to Terry?
Yeah, and went exactly as you'd imagine.
Well, I've done more than I've wanted to. But I don't want last time to happen again. So I can get some creatures to help you out. Maybe that will help to convince Terry.
Why don't you talk to Terry?
Are you kidding? They're terrifying. Here. Meet the lion dogs.
Oh my god, those chow chows are so big!
They're not chow chows, they're lion dogs. They're all over Eastern Asia. The Hete, Koma Inu, and the snow lion. They protect a ton of people, so they can protect you as well.
So, how exactly do they protect us from evil creatures?
Well, the Awi Salt is still there, so why don't you go say hi?
What do I do?
This is where you take one of the balls the lion dogs were playing with.
Ow! It got my hair!
Alina!
She's fine. Remember,
let go of me.
It stands for fighting or
protection.
Whatever.
It stands for protection.
And you throw it at
stupid
the danger for them to
thing.
Understand what the issue
get
is.
Get off me!
Huh.
Whoa, what are the lion dogs doing? It's like when they bark, it forces the creature back. That is amazing.
They're protectors, not fighters. So think of them as the best shield in the world. You might just have to, train them a bit.
Alina, you okay?
Yeah, just, gotta breathe a little. Ugh, stop licking me. Ugh, you're getting me all wet.
How will they know to find us when we're here?
This whistle. They will come when called.
No, it's
take
not,
it.
Not
thanks, JD. This
off.
Will really help us.
Just get Sam back. Someone needs to take care of this park.
Can someone get these dogs off me? Hey, you guys, I've got news. Oh, no dog today?
Mom's taking her for the day. It's the monthly show-off-your-dog tea party she goes to.
Nice. I can imagine dog must be having a great time. What you got, Alina?
Remember how I found the park? Well, I set up an alert for the website so that if anyone else comments on it, I'll know.
And someone responded?
Yes. Get this? Last night, someone posted a new comment that honestly sounded like a warning. To whoever tries to find this park, don't. It's not what you think it is. A few years ago, I was tricked into coming and nearly died when two of my classmates tried to kill me with some kind of wild animal. I ran for what felt like hours until I somehow managed to appear back onto familiar streets again. I asked for more information, but they declined to meet me. But the silly person had their full name in their profile. One quick internet search, and I found out where they worked.
Look, I just started my break. My co-workers would be more than happy to help you out with any questions you have.
Oh, no. Actually, this is about the post you wrote on the forum yesterday. About the park? I have a few more questions if you wouldn't mind answering them.
Wait. June?
Oh, no. I can't take any more strangers knowing my name.
Why ask me about the park when you're hanging out with the very person who tried to kill me there?
Wait. What?
Hold up, I just found out about the park like a month ago, and even then I don't know you. Why would I want to kill you?
Hello, it's me. We went to college here together. Look, I know our relationship sucked, but how could you possibly forget me that easily?
I didn't go to school here. I went out of state. You must be talking about my brother.
Oh my god, you really are a twin. That probably means Sam was referring to your brother last time, not you. How did you not connect that together?
Well, I don't know who my brother knows, and you have to admit, even with a twin, it's weird when someone approaches you and just starts yelling your name at you.
So you bullied him for being better than you, and then he suddenly had enough and tried to kill you?
Whoa, okay, my brother and I might not be that close, but even then, I know he wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, who else was he with at the park?
I don't know, who else but that Jessica girl he hung out with?
Jessica.
It's that name again. Oh boy. Hey, I think we're slowly getting to the big picture.
Yeah, she used some random phone number and tricked me into meeting her somewhere, and the next thing I know, I'm in a park and I'm running for my life.
Classic. So, maybe Jessica's the main culprit?
Maybe, but wasn't Dog looking for her? She said Jessica was a friend of hers and Sam's.
It was kind of hard to see at night. But it was like a big creature, like maybe a bear or a lion. You know, I was kind of more focused on running away from it, not really checking to see what it was.
Fair enough. I guess that makes sense. Regardless, this is a start. Let's take our findings and talk to JD about them. Maybe they know something about that night.
What about Dog?
This is gonna sound bad, but should we tell her about this? I mean, she seemed really excited to find Jessica again.
Wait, we said we would all work together.
Yeah, but how do we explain to her that her friend attempted murder?
I don't know.
I'm not saying we hide this from her. I'm saying we should get all the information we can about the situation, so when we present this to her, we're not just outright accusing her friend with no evidence.
Yeah, and I think there's also another big question that we need answered here. June, how does your brother know about the park? And even more, how is he able to control a creature?
I don't know.
Okay. We're meeting again soon to talk with Terry anyways. Let's deal with that first, and then we can figure out what's up with this Jessica person next.
Ugh, I see you all are back. What is that park ranger even doing?
Terry, we're here to accept a challenge. For real this time.
Too bad. I told you all to leave the first time. You don't get a second chance. Go home.
What? No, but we have to talk to Sam.
Fine. You guys are this confident? Then we'll do a challenge, all right?
Whatever you got, we're ready.
You're no longer just staying overnight in the park. You're going to capture something with me as well.
What? How could we possibly do that?
You're the ones that said you know what to do in the park now. Where'd all that confidence go?
What exactly do you want us to capture, Terry?
Vital has surprisingly decided to pay a visit to the park recently. I just want to know exactly what they're doing here.
I thought any creature was allowed to come here. Why is it so strange for them to be in the park?
Because they should be in a cemetery, not chilling in a park.
Hey guys, is it just me, or is there a giant-looking bat person hanging upside down on that tree over there?
It's fine. I have the talismans ready. When I give the signal, go talk to them.
We're trusting you, Terry.
And so am I, unfortunately. Now go.
Some signal.
Ah, yes. So you have arrived. What's in the woods?
Hey, I thought you were going to tell us why you're here now.
I am. What's in the woods?
I don't know. Gnomes?
Could be more aliens.
Dog, what's your answer?
Well, there are all sorts of creatures in the woods. Are you looking for something specific?
You know. You've been looking for a strong companion.
What are you trying to... Does it know we're here?
Ding, ding, ding. You do know it's in the woods.
Dog, what's going on?
Something you need to look into. I can't have one of my favorite night spots be turned into chaos once again.
And you want us to deal with it?
I mean, yeah, what's the problem? Do you think those three are the same as the ones that came before? Because, you know, every human being is different. That's the beauty of them. Even identical twins. And, you can do it. But if not, if you don't mind consenting, I mean, I'd love to have your body. I mean, oh, that hair is gorgeous. I love it. And then those shoulders as well.
You've given us a lot to think about. It was great chatting with you, but... I hear Terry calling, so we should go now. Bye, Vital.
Hate to see you leave.
Ugh. Let's never do that again.
Well, what did they say?
They really wanted us to go to the woods.
The woods? Why? What's there?
Something that Dog doesn't want to meet, apparently.
Don't tell me it's back.
Apparently it is, Terry. That's what the Vital came to warn us about.
Can someone please tell us what exactly is in the woods?
Do you guys hear that?
Oh, shit.
Not again.
Oh. Got them back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There you are, my lovely dinners. I've been looking for you for quite some time now. To think you'd be around this late at night.
Terry, now might be a good time for service to help, right?
What you just told me takes priority. I need to talk to my father. You guys have the lion dogs, you'll be fine.
What? You're just leaving us here? There's kinda a group of vampires!
Hey, what about your promise? I'll talk with Sam. If he wants to meet you, you'll find him at the bench like usual. Tomorrow. Service, let's go.
Aswangs, I'm sure you've noticed we're more than ready for you this time. There's no point in fighting.
No point. You're our dinner. We haven't had such fresh local delicacies in such a long time.
Why can't anything? It'll just be settled peacefully.
Hey, dog, I know we're feeling kind of confident right now, but is it just me or are there kind of a lot of Aswangs?
Just stay behind the salt. They can taunt us all they want, but sunrise is in a few hours. We just need to hold on until then.
Ah! No! Oh no, Dio!
The lion dogs are taking a beating. What should we do?
Is waiting for the sun to rise really the only option?
I'm thinking, there must be something.
Oh, humans in the park. At this hour. My, what daredevils.
Jessica?
That's Jessica?
Wait, she's all alone out there. She needs to get over here now.
Is that dog's voice I hear? Oh, wow, that's a lot of salt on the ground. Is a night creature present?
Can she not see us?
She must be able to. She's coming our way.
Jessica! Over here! It's me! Dog!
Ugh, if we can't capture the ones behind the salt, we can at least get the girl. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Yet. I'm feeling nice. Since there are so many people here today, but bother us again and there will be problems. Understood? You're the girl that's been snooping, aren't you? Night creatures are just the worst, aren't they? Now, who are you?